We bring you health news from Medindia, a large health website. This news is about our environmental toxins linked to Parkinson's disease. The rise in neurological disorders like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's is associated by exposure to environmental toxins that are omnipresent yet poorly understood. Some contact with environmental toxins is inevitable given the proliferation of plastics and chemical pollutants, as well as America's hands-off regulatory approach. But exposure is unequal, The Guardian reported. Can environmental toxins cause Parkinson's disease? In the U.S., communities of color, indigenous people and low-income families are far more likely to be exposed to a myriad of pollutants through unsafe housing and water, manufacturing and agricultural jobs, and proximity to roads and polluting industrial plants, among other hazards. It's likely genetic makeup plays a role in how susceptible people are to the pathological effects of different chemicals, but research has shown higher rates of cancers and respiratory disease in environmentally burdened communities. Very little is known about impact on brain and nervous system disorder, but there is growing consensus that genetics and aging do not fully account for the sharp rise in previously rare diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a degenerative disease more likely in army veterans and neighborhoods with heavy industry, The Guardian reported. Neurologists and their surgical counterparts, neuroscientists, will spotlight the research gap at the American Neurological Association, ANA, annual meeting in Chicago. Neurology is about 15 years behind cancer, so we need to sound the alarm on this and get more people doing research because the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, is absolutely not protecting us, said Francis Jensen, the ANA president and chair of the Department of Neurology at the University of Pennsylvania, The Guardian reported. For more interesting health news, please visit www.medindia.net. Thank you.